You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called Wishful Thinking, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you pay for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
Wishful Thinking, a story written by Alex Hawk. Part 1. I let out a soft, quiet sigh as I peer through the blinds, hand stroking my penis as I watched Devin, 13-year-old neighbor boy, mowing my lawn. He ditched his shirt some time ago and was really, really easy on the eyes. I was a 32-year-old man who was intensely attracted to teenage boys. Seeing their young, cute bodies in motion, even without them having sex, was one of the best, most perfect things I'd ever experienced. I'd had sex with girls aplenty back in the day. Heck, I had a 13-year-old son, Eben, currently visiting his mother, due to one of those girls. But boys were my preference. Much as I loved boys, I never acted on my desires for them. All I ever did was masturbate to pictures of teenagers and fantasize extensively. I had a large collection of kiddie porn on my computer and regularly enjoyed it. Part of why I never acted on my desires was because of fear of getting caught, but there was also the fact that I was, let's face it, an older man, more than twice the age of the boys that I wanted to have sex with. I'd had sex with guys my age and some a little younger. I considered myself gay, but never with a boy the age I really wanted. They were probably all straight, too, which made it even more difficult. I felt very envious of teenage girls. The smart ones were able to get all the boy penis they wanted, while all I had was my hand, my porn, and, currently, the sight of a beautiful young boy mowing the lawn without his shirt. Eventually, Devin finished mowing the lawn. Sadly, this happened before I came. I quickly zipped myself up as the boy walked up and knocked on the door. I opened it up, looking at his half-naked young body, a couple beads of sweat working down his chest, onto his stomach, and disappearing into the loose-fitting shorts he was wearing. "I'm all done, sir," he said. Smiling a little, I said to him, "Devin, I've told you, you can call me Kelly." "Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Kelly," I rolled my eyes. "Just Kelly, Devin, just Kelly." I walked outside and looked over the lawn. "Very good." "Thanks." I had to fight down the urge to run my hands down his bare chest and cup his penis. I imagined it would be very beautiful. Reaching into my pocket, I pulled out my wallet and took out a 20. "Here you go," I said, handing it to him. "Wow, really? I thought you were only going to pay me 10. "Well, I don't have a 10, only a 20. Besides, you did a really, really good job. I'm very pleased by all your hard work." "Thanks, Kelly," Devin said, smiling. "See, I remembered this time." "Yes, you did. I so wanted to hold this boy, kiss him, caress him, fondle him." He pocketed the money. "Thanks a lot. I'll see you next week." "You're welcome," I said, waving to Devin as he walked. God, he had a cute little butt. Quickly, I sprinted back into my house, booted up my computer, found a series of pictures of a boy who resembled Devin, and gave myself a pretty good orgasm, all the while dreaming and wishing that I could have the boy himself. Images of Devin's body stayed with me all day, providing much distraction as I tried to get stuff done around the house. I kept picturing him naked, having sex with me, having sex with other boys, having sex with girls, just having sex in general. I wanted the boy so much. That night, as I laid there in the darkness of my bed, I experienced another really good orgasm while picturing Devin fucking some lucky young girl. As I cleaned up my sperm with a towel I kept near the bed, one thought kept going through my mind. "Man, I wish I could turn into an attractive teenage girl," I mumbled. The light blinded me for a couple seconds, and there was an odd smell of spices and perfume. And there, hovering about a foot above my bed, was a small, rather fat-looking man about 2 feet tall and floating with his legs in the lotus position. He looked rather like Buddha, only he had an odd smirk and was entirely nude. Thankfully, his stomach was fat enough to act as something of a fig leaf, keeping me from seeing what I didn't really want to see. "Good evening, Effendi," he said, salaaming to me. "I am called Hasim. I am your most humble, worthless servant, and am here to grant your wish. Wish? I said, finding my voice. Your wish, Grand Magisterial Magnificence, he said a little testily. You wanted to be able to be a girl, yes? The creature, a genie I supposed he was, sighed and pulled out a small tape recorder and pressed a button. My voice came out saying, Man, I wish I could turn into an attractive teenage girl. So I am here, O Lord of my skills, to grant your wish. I shook my head. Okay. I know what's happening. I'm sleeping and dreaming, yes? No. But I'd expect you to say that as part of my dream. Hasim rolled his eyes. O Master, I do not desire to contradict you in your infinite wisdom. However, I must contend that I am, in fact, real, and not a vision caused by too much pepperoni pizza washed down with Kool-Aid. Yeah, but you're a genie, right? Correct, O ruler of the heavens. But genies don't exist. Well, I'm sure, O great fount of all wisdom, that you'd know better than me, what with me only being a genie and all, Hasim said, sounding testy again. All right, I said, holding up a hand to placate him. So you're real, and you're a genie, and you're here to grant my wish. Correct, O mighty one, I am but your humble servant. He salaamed again. I sat up, figuring still that this was a dream. I'd had stranger ones. Once I had a dream where I dreamt an entire documentary on the early days of the telephone system. It was historically factual, too. This dream was at least far more interesting. Okay, Hasim, right? So you're going to turn me into a girl? Not unless that is your wish, O worshipful one. What I shall do, in fact, is enable you to change from your current form to that of an comely maiden of approximately 13 years of age. And will I be able to change back? At a whim, O soon-to-be transmogrifying one. I considered this. What's the catch? No catch, great son of the skies. You shall have this ability without strings or conditions. Okever. Hasim pulled out a small bit of paper and looked it over. You shall have this ability for 240 hours, 10 days from the time you wake up. You shall only have the power for 10 days. Only 10 days? I asked a little disappointed. Even if this was just a dream, I wanted more than that. Is there any way to make it, you know, permanent? There is great... Great, Hasim thought quietly for a moment. Great desire of boys. That was pretty weak, Hasim shrugged. One does what one can, most illuminated master of... Let's just stop it with the honorifics, okay? Sure. The genie sat back and said, Okay, here's the deal, pal. You can make the power permanent by having no less than 10 boys ejaculate into you. Each must be a virgin prior to the encounter. I blinked. What? What kind of condition is that? The kind someone who planned to use the power to have sex with young boys might find to be fairly appealing, Hasim retorted. I sat silently for a second. Okay, good point. Something crossed my mind. I won't get pregnant, will I? No, you'll be infertile, Hasim said, lighting up a cigarette he'd produced from somewhere. The smoke dissipated only a couple inches from him. So what's it gonna be, bub? You want the wish or not? Thinking again, I said, There's not, like, some weird Twilight Zone-style thing that'll happen, is there? Like, I'll turn into a beautiful teenage girl, but suddenly every cute young boy will be gay? Hasim rolled his eyes. You people are so paranoid these days. Well, I'm just asking. If you had clients to please, would you go out of your way to put on strange conditions and weird consequences that made them unhappy and screwed them over? Cell phone companies do, I pointed out. Hasim hesitated. Okay, that might be a valid point, but we genies don't. And if I change my mind, then don't turn into a girl and don't have sex with 10 boys and you'll be you again, just like you are now, though why you'd want that, I can't begin to guess. Staring hard at Hasim, I said, You know, I kind of miss those honorifics. I bet. Silence prevailed for a bit. Hasim pulled out a watch and was pointedly looking at it as I considered my options. What do I have to do to change? Just will that it be so. That's it. What, you want to say some stupid little rhyme or something? Well, not really, I confessed. Then accept what you get. Okay, so you gonna take this offer then? I do have other appointments tonight. Shrugging, I said, Sure, this is an interesting dream. Can't wait to see where it goes. Fine, then. Hasim put out his cigarette and cleared his throat. Speaking in a language I didn't recognize, he made many strange gestures and then finally stood up and said, Right, that's it. I don't feel any different, I said after a bit. Hasim rolled his eyes once more. Listen, mortal, I told you it wouldn't take effect until after you wake up. Oh, right. By the great hand of Allah, you humans are so. He pulled himself together. Anyhow, let me help you sleep. He pointed again at me, and I felt my eyes grow heavy. The last I saw of Hasim was him muttering, I don't know. They promised me 72 virgins in paradise. And what did I get? A bunch of raisins and a new job. Makes you wonder why you even bother. I woke with a start and a faint headache, the images of the dream still infused in my mind. I rolled over and laid on my back, thinking to myself how strange it had been, and how nice it might be to have something like that actually happen. Oh, well, I said to myself. Then I paused. Hello? My voice didn't sound right. I sat up and pulled the blanket back, looking down at myself. Where my penis should have been was a small slit with just a tiny bit of hair at the top. My beer gut was gone, replaced by smooth, flat stomach, and my breasts had actually shrunk and firmed up, now looking very girly. Holy shit, I whispered, my voice sounding very different from what I was used to. Getting rather awkwardly to my feet, I walked over to the mirror and looked. I was a girl. No two ways about it, not a bad-looking girl either. I looked to be a young 13. I had blue eyes and blonde hair and a nice face. I would have fucked me. I placed a hand on one of my breasts and ran it between them and down onto what I guessed was now officially my vagina. Little tingles went through my body as I touched myself. Oh my God, I whispered. It wasn't just a dream. Then I thought about what Hasim had said about turning back. I closed my eyes and sort of imagined my vagina turning back into a penis. A shudder went through my body, and when I opened my eyes, I saw my old self looking at me. Oh, holy fuck, I said with a laugh. Oh God, I can actually do this. I closed my eyes again and turned back once more into a girl, now giddy with excitement. Now I could have any of the boys I wanted. I could get fucked by cute teenage boys whenever I wished. Flouncing over to my bed, I laid down and started rubbing at my vagina, enjoying the incredible new pleasure of being a girl. I even quickly found the entrance and worked first one and then two fingers up into myself, pleased as pie. I actually kept masturbating for several minutes, picturing a series of young boys on top of me, spending themselves within my vagina. I eventually reached my first orgasm as a girl moments later. It was quite a bit different from what I'd experienced as a man. I couldn't wait to have more. Knowing that I'd have to gussy myself up for all this, I went and took a shower and then pondered what to wear. I wanted to go to the mall and buy myself some girl clothes, but first I had to figure out what to put on to get there. Finally, a smart idea occurred to me, and I went to my son's room, standing there naked and looking through his clothes, feeling rather naughty about the idea that I was the first girl to be naked in my boy's bedroom. I eventually picked out a nice, loose white t-shirt, a pair of boxers, and a pair of shorts. I then added a pair of white socks and white tennis shoes. I looked good. Not great, but good. No bra, of course. I figured this was good enough and headed out. Quickly, I realized I had a problem. I didn't have a driver's license as a 13-year-old girl. Sighing a little, I headed to a nearby bus stop. There would be a bus to the mall in a few minutes. Excellent. While I sat there, I looked around at the world, seeing a couple boys go by on their bikes. They checked me out as they passed. I checked them out, secure in the knowledge that I could probably get them to fuck me without any real effort. Wonderful. The bus came and I went to the mall. I used my ATM card and pulled out 300 bucks, which I used to buy myself all sorts of girl clothes. I was also aware of the eyes of many boys and men on me as I wandered. It was wonderful, and I pondered the idea of just taking a boy and going to a dark corner and having him fuck me. But no. My first boy would be Devin. Shopping done, I headed home, mind whirling with all the possibilities for what the next 10 days might hold. Part 2. I looked at myself in the mirror. I'd put on some of the clothes I'd bought at the mall. Currently, I was wearing a very, very loose Hello Kitty t-shirt, a pair of loose-fitting shorts, and no panties or bra. I was pleased with the result. Looking like this, getting Devin would be no contest. Looking over at the clock, I saw that it was a little before 1. Devin's parents didn't usually get home until after 5, so that gave me 4 hours to get their son into bed. I'd spent the entire bus ride home trying to figure out how I was going to do this, and I had an idea or two that I thought might work. I left the house, walking out the front door, and down the street a little to Devin's house. Luckily enough, he was working on fixing his bike in the driveway. I walked up to him. "Hello," I said. He looked up at me. I saw his eyes roam across my body. Hi. I'm Lisa," I said, having picked a name at random. I pointed to my house. "I'm visiting my Uncle Kelly and my cousin Eben." "Oh, okay, hi, I'm Devin." "Nice to meet you," I said with a little purr as I shook the boy's hand. I leaned forward enough to give the boy a great view down the front of my loose-fitting t-shirt, giving him a great look at my bare, braless breasts. "What you doing? Huh? Oh." With an effort, he pulled his eyes away. "Well, my gear shifter was acting up, so I thought I might try to fix it, but I don't think I really know what to do. Thank you, God," I thought to myself. I had just the perfect solution in mind. "Well, I think my uncle has some bike repair manuals back in the house. I remember seeing some in there. I've done a little work on my own bike too, so I might be able to help you." "Really? Cool. Yeah, let's go back to my uncle's house and we can work on your bike together." "All right." Devin stood his bike up and started rolling it back towards my house. "So how old are you?"
13.
It had seemed like a good, plausible age to claim. Hasim had said, after all, that my body would look 13 or thereabouts. "Cool, me too." "Cool." Once we got back to my house, I said, "Let's take the bike into the garage. My uncle has some tools and stuff in there." "Okay." While he parked the bike in the garage, I went and grabbed my old bike manuals. I actually had spent some time cycling back before I got all fat and old. Once I was back in the garage with Devin, I shut the garage door and turned on the light. "Why'd you close the door?" I shrugged. "I just think it'll be easier to work without the heavy difference in light levels from the inside to the outside." It seemed to make a decent bullshit reason. "Oh, okay. So let's look at this thing." I leaned forward again, making sure that Devin could see down the front of my shirt, and started helping him work on his bike. The problem was pretty easy and wouldn't take more than a couple minutes to fix. I was determined to drag it out a little more than that. After 20 minutes of repair work, I sat back and took a deep breath, sweat coming off my body. "It's getting really warm in here." "Yeah." I could see a little sweat on his face too. "Gotta cool off a little." I made like I was about to pull off my shirt and then hesitated, trying to make myself blush. "Oh wait, I forgot I'm not wearing anything under this." Devin blinked a little and in an oh-so-casual voice said, "Well, you know, I mean, it wouldn't bother me if you took it off anyhow." "You wouldn't mind?" I asked the boy in a very innocent tone. "No." "Okay." I pulled my shirt up and off, leaving me bare-breasted in front of this cute little teenage boy who I'd wanted for so long. I arched my back and stretched. "Ah, that's much nicer." "Yeah," Devin said, staring right at my breasts. "You gonna take your shirt off too?"
Sure, I guess."
He pulled off his shirt, exposing his perfect little chest. I went back to helping him work on his bike. Well, really, it was me doing most of the work while he kept looking at my breasts. I didn't mind this, even in the slightest. I kept looking at the boy's crotch, happy to see a bulge inside his shorts. Pretty soon we were done working on his bike. I sat back and raised my knees just a little, enough to give Devin a glimpse down my shorts, where he would, hopefully, see my vagina due to my lack of panties. From the little gasp of breath and the way his eyes targeted me down there, I figured that was indeed what was happening. "Well, your bike should be working now," I said with a smile. "Huh?" He pulled his eyes up, straying onto my breasts and then up onto my face.
"Oh, yeah, right. Thanks for your help."
"No problem," I said. I leaned forward and pulled the boy to me, giving him a tight hug, feeling my bare breasts against his bare chest. Devin managed to say. I sat back. "Yuck, we're both really sweaty, you know that?"
"Yeah, I'm gonna go to take a shower," I said, standing up. "You wanna come with me?"
What, you mean take a shower with you?"
"Yeah, if you shower together, you save on water. I wanna make my uncle happy, you know?"
"You mean, like, naked?"
"Well, yes, unless you want your clothes to get wet."
But Devin's hormones seemed to suddenly sit up and throttle his brain. "Well, okay. Come on." I started walking out of the garage, Devin following me. I remembered being a 13-year-old boy. I would have done a lot to shower with a cute girl. That, mind you, being before I discovered that what I really wanted was other 13-year-old boys. Once we were in the bathroom, I quickly stripped out of my clothes and turned away from Devin, leaning down to fiddle with the shower controls and making sure the boy got an eyeful of my bare backside. "Okay," I said, standing back up and turning around. I looked at Devin. "You're not planning to wear those into the shower, are you?" He pulled his eyes from my vagina. Yes. I mean, no. Right. Sorry. He very shyly unbuttoned and then unzipped his shorts. He lowered them and his boxers down and stood back up, one hand covering his penis. "You look really cute, Devin," I said, pleased that I could finally speak out loud a thought I'd been holding in for months. "Thanks, Lisa." I pulled back the curtain. "Come on, let's get wet." I got into the shower, Devin shyly following me and keeping one hand covering his teenage penis. I couldn't wait to actually see it. I got nice and wet, both front and back, and then stepped aside and said to Devin, "Go ahead and get yourself soaked too." Rather awkwardly, Devin brushed past me, his bare butt rubbing against mine as he moved. I'd made sure to stand in such a way that he wouldn't be able to avoid touching me. I got a good look at that butt while he scooted past. Beautiful. Keeping the one hand over his penis, he did his best to get wet. "Isn't it hard to do that with your hand there?" I asked him. "Well, you don't need to cover it up, you know." "I don't?" he asked in a very timid-sounding voice. "No." Devin was still facing away from me, but I saw his hand come away from his penis as he very shyly reached up to soak his hair. As he stood there, I said, "I'm going to help you wash your back." "Okay. I took the soap in my hand and started rubbing it all over Devin's bare back and shoulders, getting him good and soapy. Eventually, of course, I worked my way down onto his perfect little boy butt, rubbing the soap all over his buttocks and even up in between them, hearing the boy's breathing go a little ragged as I did so. Lastly, I worked down onto his legs and when I was done, stood up. "Okay, you might want to turn around and rinse off now." Devin took a deep breath and slowly turned around. I now had my first look at his hard teenage penis. It looked to be just a little under 5 inches long, had just a small amount of pubic hair, and was throbbing with arousal. It occurred to me that I was only minutes away from at last getting this young boy's erection inside me. I reached out and started rubbing the soap onto him. "I'll do your front too, but you gotta promise to do my front and back, okay?" "Okay," Devin managed to say. I moved my hands down his well-developed chest and down onto his flat stomach, soaping his smooth skin as I did so. When I finally reached his penis, I didn't even flinch. I simply took it in my soapy hand and gave it a couple strokes, pleased to hear him start breathing a little harder and even more pleased to see some pre-cum gathering at the tip. Then I let it go and worked my way down onto his legs and then finally stood up. "There you go," I said with a smile as I handed him the soap. This time, I moved past him to get to the water, making sure that as we moved by each other, it was face to face. I felt his penis brushing against my hip as we moved. Wonderful. Once under the water, I faced away from him and said, "Okay, go to it." I felt Devin's hands move across my back and shoulders. It certainly felt nice, but he was concentrating just on those areas. "Go lower," I said after a bit. "Okay." Devin's hands moved down to cup my butt. He just held it for a few seconds and then started rubbing the soap all around. He was trying his best to get as long of a feel as he thought he could get away with, but eventually left my ass, worked his way down onto my legs. Finally, he said, "Okay, I think I'm all done." "Great. Before I turn around, I gotta get my hair real quick." I very quickly bent over and took a couple steps back, happy to feel Devin's hard penis suddenly resting against my butt. I started washing my hair as he stepped back a tiny bit. Not turning around or anything, I said to him, "Since I'm bent over like this, soap me up back there, okay?" All right. Devin nearly dropped the soap onto the floor in his excitement, but he got a grip on it and then very gently started rubbing first at my ass and then between the buttocks. A little lower and more forward, I whispered after a few seconds. I actually heard him swallow over the sound of the shower. "Right here?" he asked, his fingertips brushing against my vagina. "Yeah." I did my best to pretend not to notice the boy's fingers as he rubbed at my vagina, getting soap all over my labia and clitoris. It was all I could do not to scream out in total pleasure. Instead, what I had to do was grit my teeth and said, "Be careful not to get any soap in there." I remembered Eben's mother giving me the same warning the first time we showered together. "Huh?" I reached behind and took the boy's free hand in mine. It was awkward doing this without being able to see anything, but I eventually managed to line his finger up with my vagina and settled back onto it, feeling it slide up into me. "In here," I whispered. "Don't get any soap in here." I won't, I promise. "In fact, just keep your finger in there so that you won't be able to, even by accident, okay?" I said as I let go of his hand. "All right." The boy went back to his soaping, shocks of pleasure going through my body as each bit of motion caused his finger to move within my vagina. After a couple moments of this, I said to Devin, "Hey, can you help me shampoo my hair?" "Sure, how?" "Take your finger out of me." "Okay." I felt his wonderful presence leaving my body. "Now move up and stand real close." "Okay." Devin took a step nearer to me. "No, I mean real close." I thought I heard him swallow again as he moved another couple steps forward. I could feel the heat from his body against mine. "Come on, closer than that." Devin took one last set of steps and I felt his penis pushing up against me. I let out a little sigh of happy pleasure, but then said to him, "No, closer than that. Hold on a second." I reached back and took his penis in my hand, pulling it gently downward so that it was between my legs, his shaft rubbing against my vagina. "There, that's better." "Yeah," Devin whispered. "Now, just take some shampoo," I said, handing him the bottle, and rub it through my hair. "Okay." Leaning over my body, he started doing so, his penis brushing against my vagina with each bit of movement. "That's very nice," I whispered. "You're really good." "Thanks," he managed to reply. "Wonderful," I whispered. Then I said, "There's not any shampoo or soap going into me, is there?" I don't think so. "We'd better be certain." "Okay, how?" Now I had to be very careful. I moved my hips so that my vagina rubbed against his penis from the shaft down to the tip, which let it spring up just a little. As it did so, I moved backwards, feeling the tip come to rest right next to the entrance to my vagina. "We just have to stick something inside so that no soap can get in." "We do?" he asked, sounding very unsure. I said nothing. I merely reached back and took hold of Devin's erection, lining it up. Once it was in place, I backed up, feeling his 13-year-old virgin penis slide slowly and smoothly into my incredibly wet, ready and, technically I suppose, virgin vagina. I stopped moving, but felt him pushing up against me, trying to get a little deeper inside of me. "There," I whispered, pleased beyond all reckoning that I was now getting fucked by one of the most wonderful boys I'd ever met. I hadn't originally planned to take his virginity in the shower. I just wanted to warm him up in here and have him fuck me in the bedroom. But oh, well. Looking over my shoulder at the young boy, I said, "Now no soap can get in." "Yeah," Devin whispered back, trying to keep himself steady. He'd stopped moving entirely and was just holding his penis inside my vagina. He had an expression of total, blissed-out joy plastered on his cute little face. "You know you're fucking me, right?" I said, grinning at him. Letting out a breath he'd been holding, Devin said, "Yeah. You can move if you want." "Okay." Holding onto my shoulders, Devin began very awkwardly thrusting into me, his pelvis slapping against my butt as he began fucking. I closed my eyes and rode on the tide of pleasure his hard young penis was giving me. I wondered if it always felt this good for a girl to get fucked. I certainly hoped so. I had 9 other boys get laid by in the next few days, after all. "Oh, God, this feels so good," Devin whispered. "Oh, yes," I whispered back. I could feel the boy's body pressing against me, his penis inside me, the water beating down on us both. What a wonderful way to spend an afternoon. Suddenly, Devin said, "Ooh." He pushed hard against me, and I felt his whole body shudder as his penis began spasming inside me, his teenage sperm shooting up into my waiting vagina. At the moment of Devin's climax, as his sperm began blasting into me, I saw in front of my eyes a large 10 that slowly rolled over like an odometer until it read 9. I'd done my first boy. That thought was enough to trigger my first orgasm as a girl being fucked by a boy, and I let out a loud moan as my vagina contracted hard around Devin's penis. Once we were both done coming, we stood there trying to get our breath back. I moved forward and stood up, feeling Devin's penis sliding out of my vagina. I turned around and gave him a tender little kiss on the mouth. "Thank you, Devin. That was very nice."
"You're welcome," he said, looking vaguely stunned. "Was that your first time?"
"Yeah. You were very good. Thanks."
I turned off the water and got out, drying myself with a towel. I handed the other towel to Devin, who got out, blushing a little as he dried off. His penis was still hard. Oh, he was so adorable. I took his hand and said, "Come with me."
"Where are we going?" he asked quietly.
"Eben's bedroom."
"Why?"
"Because I want to have you fuck me again."
"Oh," I turned around and took hold of his penis, giving it a couple slow strokes.
"You don't mind that idea, do you?"
"Oh God, no. Good boy." I gave him a little kiss. "Now come on."
I'd set up Eben's bedroom so that it would look like I was sleeping there. Like I was a niece who'd come to visit and was using her cousin's bedroom while he was away. It had seemed like a good idea. Now I was about to get fucked by a very cute boy on my son's bed. The thought was beyond erotic. Once we were in Eben's room, I laid down on his bed and pulled Devin down on top of me. I gave him a couple kisses.
"Why?"
he swallowed. "Why are you doing this with me?"
"Because I like you. You're really cute, and you're really nice."
"I am?"
"Yeah."
I gave him another kiss.
"You want to fuck me again?"
"Yeah," Devin said, a cute grin spreading across his adorable face.
"Good."
I took his penis and lined it up with my vagina. "Go ahead and push it in."
"All right," Devin said in a quiet voice. He pushed, and his beautiful penis slid back into my vagina once more.
"Oh God, that's so incredible," he whispered as he lowered his body on top of mine.
"I like it, too,"
I said, reaching up to brush a little of his damp hair out of his eyes.
"I'm glad to have you inside me.
It's real cool like this. I like looking at you," he said with a sweet, innocent little smile.
"I like that part, too."
I looked down to where our bodies were joined, only the barest hint of Devin's penis sticking out of my vagina. Devin began screwing me, doing his best to keep his penis as deep inside me as he could. It felt really, really nice in this position. Much better than doing it doggy style had been. I vowed that in the future, when I took a boy's virginity, it would be with either him or me on top. I wanted to see their young faces twisted in pleasure. I put one of my hands on Devin's shoulders, pulling him close to me, while the other hand went down on this hard, smooth butt, feeling it move while he fucked me. This boy's body was so incredible. I made another vow that I'd get fucked by him as often as I could once I managed to make this power of mine permanent. Devin eventually reached his orgasm, as boys do, after fucking me for about 5 minutes. I didn't come that time, or the third time, but I climaxed the fourth and fifth times that we had sex that day. I made sure to tell him, as he got dressed, not to tell anyone about this. He said he would and wanted to know if we could get together again. I told him sure, but that it might be a day or two. He said that would be fine and left with a cheerful smile on his face. I went to bed that night with a great feeling of triumph. I didn't know for sure how I'd get myself a young virgin tomorrow, but I knew I'd find a way. I couldn't wait to see what that way would be.
Part 3.
I woke up the next morning at about the same time as I'd woken up yesterday. I laid there in bed, remembering how wonderful it had felt to get fucked by Devin. What I really wanted to go across the street and get that boy inside me again, but I had to go out and get myself another virgin. I wasn't really bothered by the idea, mind you. I decided to go out to a skate park near my house. I knew Eben went there every once in a while. Sometimes I'd gone to pick him up and had sat back to watch some of the very cute young boys who skated there. I was sure I could find one of them to fuck me. Before I left, I took a few moments to get myself all cleaned up, put on some decently revealing clothes, including no bra, a loose t-shirt, skirt, and no panties, and then once I was ready, headed out into the world. The bus was getting really irritating. I decided as I rode along towards the skate park. I got off a couple stops early, down at the mall, and ducked into Target, where I bought a nice bicycle and a couple new shirts that I stuffed into a backpack I also bought. I was really starting to get into this whole being a girl thing. When I finally reached the skate park, I locked up my bike and walked around for a little bit, scouting about for the cutest boy that I could find. Eventually, I spotted a likely candidate. He was young, probably around 13 or 14, had a very cute face,
a sweet little body, and looked like he was alone. He was just skating back and forth on a ramp, trying his best to grind, but not doing it very well. I walked over and sat on the ground, making it clear that I was watching him. The boy seemed to notice me there. He nodded at me and kept skating. I could see him looking my direction fairly often, checking me out as he tried to show off as best he could. It was really cute, actually. Gave me a great feeling of power, too. Finally, he managed to pull off a decent grind. I clapped a few times and said, "Hey, that was pretty good." "Thanks," he said with a little embarrassment. "I haven't been doing this very long." "Well, you look pretty good to me." "Thank you." I crossed my legs as I sat, hoping that the boy would have a good view up my skirt to my uncovered vagina. "What's your name?" "Denton." "What's yours?" "Lisa." "Cool." He got off his board and walked over, sitting down near me. "I got this board for my birthday last month. I've been trying really hard to get good at it." I smiled. "You seem pretty good to me. How old did you turn?"
14.
"Cool. Me too," I lied. "I just turned 14 a couple days ago." "Cool. If I knew you then, I would have given you a present," I laughed. "Yeah, well, and I would have given you something really, really cool if I knew you last month."
"Like what?"
"I don't know. A kiss, probably." Denton blushed.
"Yeah, really?"
"Yeah, you're really cute."
"Thanks.
How about a kiss now?" I asked, leaning towards him.
"Okay," he said with a little shrug. He leaned towards me and our mouths pressed together.
"You're a pretty good kisser," I said to Denton. I was very pleased that things were moving along quickly. The odds of me getting him into bed were pretty decent, I thought.
"Thanks, you too.
Want to walk around for a little bit?"
"Okay."
Denton picked up his board as we stood and started to walk, talking about whatever came into our heads. The skate park was built onto a regular park, and there were lots of trees and grass all over the place. It was a nice area to hang out in. Finally, we got to a pretty secluded area. I looked around, hoping that no one would come across us, as I said to Denton, "Let's sit for a bit."
"All right."
We plopped down onto the ground together.
"So do you have a girlfriend?"
I asked him.
Denton said, "No, I used to, but we broke up last month."
"Oh, that sucks."
"Yeah, well, she wasn't that great anyhow."
"Not as nice as me, I'm sure," I said with a grin.
"No, you're pretty cool, Lisa."
"Thanks, that gets you another kiss." I kissed him again.
"Cool, you kiss much better than she did."
"Glad to hear it." I kissed Denton a couple more times and soon we were really swapping spit as we went at it. By this point, my vagina was wet as hell and I really wanted to get fucked by this boy. My original plan had been to get him all hot and horny here and then take him back to my place. Now I had a different idea in mind.
"So did you ever fuck this girl you were dating?"
I asked Denton in what I thought was a pretty sexy voice. Denton blushed a little once more and said, "Well, no, I mean, I've never."
"You're a virgin?"
"Yeah."
"That's okay. Everyone is at first."
I kissed him some more while I placed a hand on his chest and ran it slowly down.
"Are you?" he asked quietly.
"No."
"Cool,"
Denton whispered. I kissed him a little more and moved my hand lower and lower until I was at the edge of his shorts. Slowly, I slid my hand inside, brushing it against the shaft of Denton's erection. He let out a little gasp that turned into a moan as I started stroking it softly, then worked it out of his shorts. It was a nice penis, that was for sure. A little bigger than Devon's. I couldn't wait to have it inside me.
"What are you doing?" he whispered. "Someone's going to see."
"That's probably true," I conceded. Then with a wicked gleam in my eye, I said, "Well, in that case, I better make sure no one can see it." Before Denton could figure out what I was talking about, I got on top of him, straddling him at the waist. Holding up his erection, I rubbed it gently against my slit. Then I grinned a sweet little grin and, keeping my eyes fixed on Denton's face, slowly lowered my extremely wet and eager vagina down around his cute 14-year-old virgin penis, sliding down until he was all the way inside me.
"There,"
I whispered, looking at the look of amazement and bliss on Denton's face. "Now no one can see it. Nice, huh?"
"Ooh, yeah,"
he managed to whimper. I slowly rode Denton, greatly enjoying the pleasure of having a young boy's penis inside me yet again. I could really get used to this. I really hoped I'd be able to seduce all the boys I needed to so that I could have this power of transformation be permanent. Denton was trying his best to thrust up into me as I rode him. He looked very happy as he got laid for the first time, which was no real surprise. Soon he started breathing really hard and began fucking faster and faster. Then, with a low grunt of pleasure, he started to come, his penis jerking around inside my vagina as his sperm shot up into me. Just as I had yesterday with Devin, I experienced a vision as Denton's virgin sperm splashed up into my waiting vagina. There was a large number 9 that faded and was replaced by a number 8. Another boy down. Wonderful. Denton fucked me twice more that morning. My favorite time was the last time, when he fucked me missionary style. It was very nice holding onto his butt as he screwed me. I didn't wind up having an orgasm at all during any of the sex, but it was still nice. After the third time, I got myself together, promised Denton I'd see him again, and went back home. I relaxed for a couple hours, very happy that I was making such fast progress with these boys. Part 4. I slept in a bit the next morning. I'd only slept for about 9 hours, but it felt more like 5 years. Still, I was well rested and looking forward to another day praying among the young boys of my town. It was afternoon before I was finally dressed in what was becoming my uniform, t-shirt, short skirt, no panties, and out of the house. I had no idea where I was going to go, but I figured I'd just head out and see where the day took me. As it happened, the day only took me as far as the end of the block. That was where I wound up running into Carlos Gold and Lucas Reynolds, two 14-year-old boys who were classmates' friends with my son, Eben. They were in a parking lot where they were both attempting to do tricks on their bikes. I stood across the street watching them. They noticed me pretty quickly, and I saw them start trying to do other tricks, showing off for the hot girl. It was pretty entertaining, especially when one of them failed. "That looked like that hurt," I said, sauntering towards Lucas, who was currently laying flat on his back. "It didn't feel good," he admitted as Carlos helped him stand. "I'm Lisa," I said, holding out my hand to Lucas as he stood up. I shook his hand and Carlos's. "You guys are?" "Carlos, he's Lucas." "Nice to meet you," I grinned at Lucas. "You were doing pretty good there until you got turned into gravity's bitch." Carlos laughed as Lucas grinned back shyly. "Yeah, well, I just need more practice, I guess." "You aren't hurt or anything, are you?" I asked him. "Only I'm staying with my uncle down the street," I added, pointing. "If you need a band-aid or something, we can get you one." The two exchanged a look that said a lot, and suddenly, Lucas sagged a little. "Well, my ankle kind of hurts. I mean, I didn't land on it or anything, but still." "Oh, you poor thing," I cooed. "Come on, Nat, let's get back to my uncle's house. I can give you some aspirin or something." We made our way to my place, Lucas occasionally remembering he was supposed to limp slightly. I was very amused by the two of them, and looked forward to seeing Lucas not limp, if you get my meaning. Once we got back to my house, I had the boys park their bikes and let them inside. I dropped them off in the living room and then went to get a couple aspirin and 3 Cokes. Then I went back to the living room. "Well, here you go," I said, handing each boy a Coke and the aspirin to Lucas. "I hope your ankle feels better." "Oh, I'm sure it'll be okay," he said, reaching down to rub the left ankle. The right one had been the one with the problem before. I grinned and otherwise ignored it. "So, you're Eben's cousin?" Carlos asked. I nodded. "Yeah, since he's gone for the summer, my Uncle Kelly said I could come stay here while he's not around." "Oh, cool." I turned on TV and the three of us watched it for a bit. I could see them both trying to check me out a little as I tried to figure out how I was going to pop their cherries. Eventually, an idea crept into my head. "Lucas," I said after a bit, "why don't you come to the bathroom with me? I want to get a good look at your ankle, make sure it's okay. I'm in Girl Scouts. I know first aid," I added. "Oh, okay, sure." "You just wait here, Carlos," I said over my shoulder as Lucas and I walked towards Eben's bathroom. "We'll be right back." "Okay." Once Lucas and I were in Eben's bathroom, I locked the door behind us and said, "So let me see your ankle." Lucas sat down on the edge of the bathtub and lifted his left foot. A smile played at my lips as I said, "I thought you hurt your right ankle." "Huh? Oh," he blushed and held up his right ankle. "You didn't hurt yourself at all, did you?" I asked, smiling at him. "You just thought I was cute and I wanted to spend time with me, huh?" Lucas blushed some more. "Well, you are cute, yeah?" "You're cute too," I said, then leaned down and kissed him gently on the lips. Cool, he said with a nervous giggle. I sat down on the toilet, which was right next to the bathtub, and started kissing him some more. Soon we were going at it pretty hardcore, our tongues dancing together in each other's mouths. To my surprise, the boy was actually a pretty good kisser. But I knew I couldn't keep kissing Lucas forever. First, Carlos would start to wonder what was going on. But second, I had other things I wanted to do to him. Taking his virginity in Eben's bathroom would be tacky, so I had something else in mind. Stand up in front of me, I said to him. Looking a little confused, Lucas said, okay, and stood up. I reached out and rubbed the bulge in the front of his shorts, and then began to unbutton and unzip them. You ever had your dick sucked? I asked in a sweet voice. And no, Lucas whispered, eyes wide as I pulled his stiff 14-year-old penis from inside his underwear. It was lovely, about 5 inches long, cut, very straight and very hard. Let's change that, shall we? With that, I grinned at him and then lowered my mouth around his young erection, pleased that I was giving this kid his first blowjob. Oh, Jesus, Lucas whispered as I blew him. I pulled my mouth off his penis long enough to say, make sure you warn me before you come, then put my mouth around it again and moved my hands back to cup his firm, rounded ass. It was smooth and hairless, everything I liked about a teenage boy's ass. Oh God, that feels good. I started masturbating him as I continued to suck him, wanting to get him to come pretty quickly. Normally, I would have taken my time, but well, I didn't want Carlos to get too impatient waiting for us. Plus, I still had to get Lucas and Carlos inside a different orifice of mine. Lisa? I braced myself for impact and took Lucas's penis as deep into my mouth as I could get it as it began to spurt, shooting his sperm down my throat. I swallowed it all, savoring the feeling and delighting in the pleasure that I'd given this gorgeous boy. Breathing hard, Lucas began to come down from his orgasm as I pulled my mouth off his penis and rinsed it out with a little cup of water. Then I grinned up at him and playfully batted his still hard penis. You like that? I asked. Yeah, he said with a breathless nod. Fuck, that was wonderful. Glad you liked it, I said, smiling as I got to my feet. I gave him a little kiss on the mouth and said, we should probably get back to Carlos. Huh? Oh yeah, right, okay. He stuffed his penis back into his shorts. I opened the door and we wandered back out into the living room. Once back in the living room, Lucas took a seat next to Carlos on the couch, blushing furiously. I walked behind them and leaned down between them. I'm hungry. I'm going to make a pizza. You guys want some? Sure, Carlos said. Lucas just nodded. I'll be in the kitchen for a bit, then. I wandered off, but paused as soon as I was out of sight of the living room. I listened carefully and heard Lucas say, Dude, you will not believe what just happened. Then he started whispering. I grinned and went into the kitchen. I puttered around the kitchen, cooking the pizza and actually going through the trouble to set the table. I thought about giving the boys a bit of beer to loosen them up, but I figured that wouldn't be necessary. Once the pizza was ready, I called the boys in. We all sat down and started to eat, both of them talking only slightly and not making eye contact with me, though they did both giggle a lot. After the pizza was over, I said, Hey Carlos, will you help me clean up? Sure. Cool. Lucas, why don't you go watch TV for a bit? The boys traded looks and giggled a bit. Lucas said, Okay, I'll be in the living room, then got up and left, leaving me and Carlos in the kitchen. Okay, well, I'll rinse off the dishes and you can put them into the dishwasher, okay? I said to Carlos. Sure, sounds good. We got the dishes squared away in record time, and once things were tidied up, I turned to Carlos and said, Thank you for the help. You're welcome. I took a step towards him and put my hands on his shoulders. Lucas told you about the bathroom? Yeah. If he'd not been Hispanic, I'm sure he'd have been blushing. I kissed him lightly on the mouth. Lucas thinks I'm pretty cute. What do you think? I think you're gorgeous, he whispered. Cool. I kissed him some more, and soon we were going at it pretty hardcore, him pushed back up against the counter and me rubbing at his crotch while we kissed. He wasn't nearly as good at kissing as Lucas had been, but it was still fun. Lucas never had a blowjob before today, I said between kisses. Have you? No, Carlos replied. You want one? Yeah. Then you'll get one. Just warn me when you're gonna come. Okay, I dropped down to my knees in front of Carlos, unbuttoning and unzipping his shorts, just like I had a bit ago with Lucas. I reached inside and got hold of Carlos's penis, bringing it into the light. It was about the same size as Lucas had been, and at first I was a little surprised at him being cut, but then I remembered his last name, Gold, and had some vague recollection of Eben being invited to Carlos's bar mitzvah last year, so now it made sense. I began stroking Carlos's born penis slowly as I gave the tip of it a little kiss, then another kiss. Then I licked my way down the length of his shaft before finally taking the entirety of it into my eager mouth.
Oh, wow, Carlos whispered, resting a hand on my head as he got his first blowjob.
I'd only been blowing Carlos for less than a minute when suddenly he whimpered and grunted and without a word began coming in my mouth, his penis bucking and kicking as his sperm shot into me. I was slightly amused and not surprised that he hadn't managed to warn me before he came. I stood up, licking my lips and taking a swig from a nearby Coke, then I kissed Carlos, pressing my body against his still hard penis trapped between our bodies.
You were supposed to warn me first, I said lightly.
Gasping a little, he said, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was that close. I kissed him again.
It's okay, you're inexperienced, you'll learn.
Yeah, we kissed once more, and I said, now put that thing away and let's go back to Lucas. You can give him a high five if you want, I added. Carlos grinned, and we went back into the living room. I sat in my favorite chair as Carlos sat back down next to Lucas. He said, hey, dude.
Yeah?
High five. Carlos held his hand up. Lucas looked puzzled for a second and then said, oh, and high-fived Carlos. I laughed. You boys are sweet.
Thanks, Lucas said.
I got up from my chair and moved over to the couch, sitting down between the boys. I put an arm around each one's shoulders. I turned towards Lucas and gave him a kiss and then gave Carlos a kiss.
You boys are both virgins, right?
Yeah, Carlos mumbled. Lucas just nodded.
Cool.
I took turns kissing both of them for a few more moments, really enjoying myself, and of course enjoying the boys. Eventually, I decided it was time to move things a little more forward. I started kissing Lucas exclusively, but took one of Carlos's hands and put it on my inner thigh, spreading my legs a little and hoping the boy would get the hint. He seemed to, since he rubbed at my leg and moved his fingers up a little. As I kissed Lucas, I began tugging at the bottom of his t-shirt. Eventually, I worked it up and pulled it off him, throwing it onto the floor and resuming our kissing. His chest was smooth and hairless and wonderful, just as I liked. I moved my mouth off Lucas's mouth and down to suck on one of his nipples as I rubbed the bulge in his shorts. Meantime, Carlos's hand had finally managed to reach my vagina. He didn't seem to know what to do there, but he was trying his best, rubbing and touching. I'd worked my way down Lucas's chest and stomach to his shorts. The right thing to do now was to open his shorts up and get out his penis, which I did, and then lowered my lips around it, bobbing my head up and down a little. Eventually, I tired of this and gave first Lucas and then Carlos kisses. After that, I stood up, grinned at the boys, and quickly got naked. Once nude, I sat back down, put Carlos's hand directly onto my vagina, and went back to blowing Lucas.
You're so sexy, mumbled Lucas as I sucked him.
So are you, I said, lifting my face up to kiss him. Then I leaned over and kissed Carlos.
And you?
Thanks, he said shyly. I took a moment to undo his shorts and reached inside to extract his teenage penis. I began stroking him with one hand and Lucas with the other, taking turns kissing both all the while. Then I got down onto the floor, kneeling in front of Lucas. I tugged at his shorts until he got the clue and then pulled them off, leaving the boy gloriously nude before me. I began moving up Lucas's body, kissing all the while, ending with me straddling his waist and kissing him passionately on the mouth, his penis poking right against my vagina. Smiling, I kissed Lucas one last time and said, "You ready to fuck me?" He swallowed and said, "For real?"
"Yeah, if you want to. If you don't, I'm sure Carlos will be happy to take a turn."
I winked at Carlos. "He'll get a turn either way if he wants, and you sure don't want to chicken out in front of him, do you?"
"No," he said, looking nervous but eager.
"Okay." "Good." I took the boy's 14-year-old virgin penis in my hand, lined it up, and slowly lowered my vagina down around it, savoring the look on his face as he entered a girl for the first time.
Oh, wow, fuck," whispered Lucas, his first words as a non-virgin.
"You like?" I asked, riding him slowly.
"Oh, Jesus, yeah."
"What's it like, man?" asked Carlos, looking down to where Lucas's penis disappeared into my vagina.
"Oh God, it's amazing," Lucas moaned. "You'll find out yourself pretty soon," I said, looking at Carlos. "You might want to get naked."
"Huh? Oh, okay." He started removing his clothes. "Lisa," whispered Lucas in a small voice, "I'm gonna come soon. Do it," I said back, leaning down and kissing him. Lucas moaned and pushed hard up and into me, holding himself deep inside as his penis began flooding my vagina with his adolescent sperm. As before, a number appeared before my eyes. This time it was an 8, which rolled back to a 7. I kissed him again and then dismounted, rolling back onto the couch. I turned to Carlos, who was now as naked as his friend, and said, "You ready for your turn?"
"Yeah. Cool. I think I want you on top, all right?"
"Okay, sure." I moved down onto the floor and spread my legs. Carlos knelt between them, his stiff penis pointing at the ceiling.
"Lay on top of me," I instructed.
"Okay," he replied, doing so, which lined him up nicely.
"Right."
I made sure he was in the correct place and then said, "Just move down and in."
"Okay."
Carlos's gorgeous body tensed as he started to move, slowly at first, but then with a bit more confidence as he sank his wonderful 14-year-old virgin penis into place inside my vagina. Once he was inside me, he didn't say anything. He just looked down at me with his mouth a wide O of surprise and pleasure.
"Now start fucking me," I said, reaching back to cup his ass.
Carlos nodded and started moving. He only managed a few strokes, though, before he grunted and started to come, adding his sperm to Lucas's as a 7 appeared in my eyes and rolled back into a 6. I hadn't come myself, but that was okay. I hugged Carlos tight and excused myself to go clean up a bit. Once I came back to the living room, the three of us spent the rest of the afternoon lost in happy intercourse. I wondered who I'd do next. The end. Copyright 2024 by Jason Crow. All rights reserved.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.